In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
Last week in the Gospel, Jesus fed the 5,000, not including women and children, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And we see today's Gospel continues in that narrative. And it continues, first of all, with Jesus setting his disciple in a boat, dismissing the multitudes, and then going to pray. And I like to point this out every year, that Jesus went up on the mountain and prayed. And how important it is that if we are ones who are ministering to people, serving others, whether that ministry is a pastoral ministry in a parish, whether that ministry is serving one of our loved ones, helping our family, whatever that ministry may be, that even our Lord Jesus Christ found it necessary to go and seclude himself and to pray, to be alone and spend time with God. It's a point worth taking, and I know that everyone who does ministry actually needs to hear it over and over again. There is no ministry to be given unless you're filled with prayer. Now, the rest of the story is very famous because this is a story where Jesus walks on water and Peter comes out to him, and of course, because of his doubts, because of his looking at the waves, he sinks in the waves. And in the end, he looks to the Lord and says, "Oh Lord, save me," and is pulled out of the waves. Now, this is such a famous account and so common of an account that most people are familiar with, or there are even jokes about Jesus walking on water within our culture. Of course, this is also this very scene that plays out with Peter walking on the water is a common theme of preaching, with the point, the spiritual point, that we should always look to Jesus. You know, for Peter, of course, he's on water, and maybe we've thought about it this way, maybe we haven't, but he's on water in the middle of a storm, and, you know, so when he says, "Oh Lord, save me," there's a certain force behind it. Because he's actually going to drown. He's actually going to sink and die. He can't reach back to the boat and catch himself. And the only person he can look to is the one who is walking upon the waves. So for Peter, this is a very real situation, a life or death situation, which we should appreciate. But we so often take this story and we spiritualize it, because we would say that if you're overwhelmed, if you're feeling out on the edge of life, we should always look to our Lord and say, "Oh Lord, save me." But let's take this analogy and mix it up a little bit and add some imagination to it. What are the possible responses Peter could have had as he sunk that day? We know that he reached out, he wanted to be saved by our Lord, and our Lord pulled him up and put him in the boat. That was his response. But what are some possible responses based on our responses to life? One response might be that Peter, out upon the waves, looking around, seeing the chaos of life, and feeling that he is beginning to sink, in the modern time, reaches out and grabs his phone. And he begins to scroll. And he notices that as he's scrolling, he isn't noticing that he's sinking. And he scrolls and he scrolls. Peter, out upon the waves of life, feeling the absolute chaos, feeling that he's beginning to sink, reaches out for a drink to soften the impact. Peter, as he walks upon the water, begins to feel himself sinking. He sees the Lord standing there, but he says, "I should be able to do this. I should be able to do this myself, Lord. I shouldn't need to reach out to you or ask you for your help. And as he's saying this, he, of course, drowns. The fun part about these stories is that Peter drowns in every one of them. Peter walks upon the waves of the sea for a second. The Lord has called him out. He gets out there, he begins to feel himself sinking, but he has a sense of shame. He's unworthy. Why would the Lord help him? Even though the Lord has bidden him out upon the waters, why would the Lord save him? Isn't this something that he was supposed to accomplish? So he doesn't look to Jesus. Peter walks upon the waves of the water. He goes out. Jesus offers his hand and is about to pull him out. Peter says, that's not what I want. I would prefer to be lifted out in this way. I would prefer to be helped out in this way. Lord, make it so that I can walk on the water. I don't want to grab your hand. There are many ways we can imagine the story, all of them which result in Peter drowning, and all of which we, if we spiritualize Peter's stories, we do in our lives. Places where we shame ourselves and avoid Christ. Places where we don't want his help. We don't want to reach out for the help he's offered. It's train coming through my sermon right now. I'm sorry. I just enjoy trains coming through my sermon. Places where there are so many things that we can substitute in Christ, and I just mentioned a phone and possible alcohol, but there is a million things that we can do to distract us from the fact that we are sinking and drowning and face spiritual death. There is so much, and Peter couldn't imagine a society like ours where there is a multitude of entertainment, of food, of all sorts of things that we can inebriate ourselves so that we don't notice that we're sinking. Now, Peter is in the waves and he's really sinking. He's going to die. He looks to the Lord. He says, Lord, save me. And the challenge that we have is to begin to practice this in our daily lives. To begin to experience our sinking, to begin to experience our, whether it's our being overwhelmed, it's our frustration, our whatever it is, and to begin to look to the Lord at every moment saying, Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Lord, lift me out of this. Lord, break through the chaos. Help me because I lack faith and pull me up. This is a moment-to-moment thing. Now, you might have noticed, to switch gears a little bit, you might have noticed that when you came into church, there's a lot of flowers here. Tomorrow we celebrate the great feast of the Dormition of the Mother of God. And we'll be having Vespers later today and then Divine Liturgy tomorrow morning in honor of her repose in the Lord. And we all, you may be aware of this, are going to die on one day. All of us are going to die, and one of the things that we pray during the liturgy is we pray that we would have a Christian ending, painless, blameless, with a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ. And we have Mary, the Theotokos, as a model of this Christian ending, of someone who died painless and blameless, whose soul was received as a child by our Lord. And this is precisely because she lived her life just like Peter on the water sinking, saying, Lord, save me. Looking to her son for salvation, serving her son, so that even through her suffering at the cross, and all the suffering as she watched her son be persecuted, eventually die the death he died as an outcast among his people, even though she witnessed the miracles and knew him to be the Messiah, That same emotional and absolutely riveting pain that pierced her soul, that was prophesied by St. Simeon, she took all of that pain and all of that chaos, and she looked to God. She looked to Christ. And that's precisely the example, whether it's today's gospel with St. Peter, or whether it's in the Dormition, that we're called to live up to this example. Constantly living to turning to Christ so that our souls can be purified. When we fall into sin, instead of drowning in it, we look to Christ and say, Lord, save me. Lord, make me as a child. Lord, help my heart so that when I die on my deathbed, when I'm on my deathbed, you can come and visit me and walk away with a pure soul. The same as you'll see as you look at the icon. So as we continue on this four feast, and as we continue to venerate the Mother of God tomorrow and her death and her soul and being received into heaven, may we begin to practice on everyday, very small levels, the practice of looking to our Lord in all things, to avoiding the substitutes that we so commonly place in front of ourselves, where we substitute entertainment or food or whatever for the presence of Christ. O Lord, save me. Lord, have mercy. Jesus Christ, come and help me. These are the words that should always be on our lips. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shadow.